Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so that's Jared Goff talking about when Anthony Lynn was offensive coordinator and Dan Campbell took over calling plays 4 or 5 years ago, whatever that was, first season. And this situation, he made it clear, not the same thing. And I hope that they've got a harmonious workflow, like that John Morton is indeed contributing, and I'm sure he's not fine with it. Maybe he is, but whatever he is adding, I hope it has value to the head coach, because big picture thinking, sure, there's a lot of questions. But right now it's all about Philly. Well, how can John Morton help Dan Campbell and vice versa get ready for the best offensive game plan against Philly this coming Sunday? And by the way, Jared Goff will join us tomorrow, as he does. And I'm going to ask him about the fan takeover. If you were there, you're a big Lions fan that likes to travel. I just don't know that. Certainly, we've never seen anything like this. There are teams that travel well. Cowboys fans show up all over the place. Pittsburgh fans travel well. Everybody shows up in L.A. But the Lions is, and the fans taking over stadiums, a great phenomenon. I just looking forward to talking to Jared about that and maybe some of the subtleties and the difference in the game plan with Dan Campbell. But I probably won't go into too much detail. We'll ask nonetheless. 248-539-9797. Dan is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dan.
Hey, gentlemen. It was insane, the amount of Lions fans there. It really was. I think it was over 50%, personally. I never seen anything like it. In fact, me and my son flew into D.C. on standby because he works for Delta, and we just figured we were going to fly back to Detroit, stand by and get a flight. We couldn't buy a flight back today. We had to rent a vehicle just to get back to Detroit. We're in Pennsylvania right now because we could not get a flight back.
Yeah, that's a problem in the country right now, getting flights.
That's true.
Yeah, that included, of course. But all I can say is Lions fans showed up in true colors yesterday in D.C. big time.
Yeah, must have been fun.
It was a blast. It was a blast. I will say this. The Commander fans were extremely polite. I've been to other places before, and maybe not so much, but they were great as well.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. And I always, it's supposed to be fun, and it's fun to have, harmless back and forth. And basically we're all the same, just rooting for different people.
Right. A different jersey. That's all.
Yeah. So I'm glad that they were welcoming. And I always say, file that away and let's be the same way when other fans come in. We'll make your life on your team miserable, but welcome to Detroit.
Have a good time.
Yeah. It must have been fun to be a part of that, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. It was we had a tailgate out in the parking lot that was put on by the Commander fans. It's like, for example, they made chili dogs for us is one of the things they made, because we know you guys like chili dogs. So yeah, they were great, and it was just a great time, and God bless Detroit for showing up the way they did.
That's cool. Hey, thank you for sharing. 248-539-9797. Gator, you ready for Champ and Chump?
I am.
All right. I will start. My champ of the weekend is Dan Campbell. Took charge. Team made a statement. I don't know what else has to be said. Guy did a heck of a job calling plays yesterday. Dan Campbell, my champ of the weekend.
My champ of the weekend, I'm going to go with Michigan State hockey. They had a big duel over the weekend against Penn State, and they swept the Nittany Lions 2-1 in overtime in the game on Friday night, and then they skunked them 5-0 on Saturday night. Trey Augustine, the goaltender, is having a great start to the season, 1.41 goals against right now and a .944 save percentage. Great start for the Spartans, who are number one in the country.
A little college puck getting some love. My chump of the weekend is the New York Giants. The Giants had the Bears down 10 inside of 7 minutes to go with the football. Let them off the hook. I'd like to see them hang an L on the Chicago Bears. They couldn't hang on. Gave up 2 late touchdowns to lose. The Giants, my chump of the weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot. New York, you did nothing for us, and then you get your quarterback concussed. My chump is going to be the Wings hockey. I mean, the Red Wings, they've dropped 3 in a row, 4 of the last 5 games. Just when we start to get excited about them, they go ahead and do this, and now we're like, what's going on? Back to square one, not hammering home scoring chances, and my God, there were tons of opportunities in yesterday's game. They could not bury it, and it's really frustrating. I guess lone bright spot, Nate Danielson recalled from Grand Rapids, and he acclimated himself just fine, played a bunch of minutes in the game, and was 0 in the plus-minus category. So good to see him playing. But 3 out of 3 in a row and 4 of the last 5 is not good.
Get your champ and chump boats in, brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stunk? 248-539-9797. Let's go to John next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, John.
Hey, thanks. You want to hear the chump or champ?
Both.
So, let me start off with my chump. It'd be the New York Jets. They're taking themselves out of the running of the first pick overall.
I'm stunned they won that game, to be honest. Not that Cleveland's great, but I was surprised they won.
I was happy they won.
I like Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
Can I give you my champ?
Yes. Sorry.
Seeing the President of the United States on TV yesterday, that was great. He's my champ.
What a rare appearance.
Really great.
See him on television.
Yeah, and the old picture of him.
He got quite a reception.
Yeah, it was quite a 2-minute booing reception he got, but good for that. Yeah.
Sal, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Sal.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Yeah, a quick comment. I'm from Katy, Texas, but from the way I used to live in Detroit, Canton.
Katy, Texas?
Yeah.
Home of Cale Kamalafe, who plays running back for Northwestern. And Jalen Milroe, right? Isn't Jalen Milroe from Katy?
Yes, he is.
Nice.
Yeah, a quick comment. I agree with what you were saying, Doug. I believe we should just call the plays per game and just see how it goes. Let MCDC do his thing and put the team in the best position to win and just take each game day by day per week and just see how things turn out. Like you say, I think we should do it for the team and put them in the best position to win.
I have no idea that there's any argument against. You know, we like to come up with debate points and things that we can discuss and what's the right thing to do. Is there any doubt that he's going to be calling plays moving forward?
I think he's going to continue to call plays moving forward.
Yeah,
but like I say, he should do whatever we have to do to put the team in the best position to win.
Yep.
And we just have to eliminate the emotions and just move forward and win as many games as we possibly can.
Yeah. I mean, look, I hope that they can just, for the betterment of the team, whatever role John Morton's playing now, contribute in any way you can. And I suspect if he wasn't able to do that, they probably would move on. He would either move on or they would move on. But
I think he's probably got a massive role with this team. He is the offensive coordinator. It just happened that maybe he wasn't calling plays as much yesterday as he has in the past. But during the week, he's got a huge role. I think during the game, he's got a huge role. But play calling is going to be changed. I don't know if Dan Campbell is going to call plays the rest of the way. I don't know. Obviously, the returns are pretty good yesterday, but I don't know if Dan Campbell started the game calling plays, and they started the game with 3 straight touchdown drives.
It looked like he did, but you don't know if he's going to be doing it moving forward. Do you think this is something that might not happen?
I think it's something it could be just a work in progress to see what they decide to do game to game by game. I wouldn't surprise me in the least if they decided at some point to, all right, you can hand it back to you or whatever, or you get the first half, well, I get the second half. I don't know how they're going to work it. I have no idea.
I'd be pretty shocked given the results. I mean, something could happen, but I don't know that there's any chance there's anything other than him calling play Sunday against Philly.
I mean, the fact that this team had over 500 yards in offense this week, and they did it in week two when it was John Morton. So both guys have had incredible success calling plays for this. But look, I like what I saw yesterday. I want to veer from that at all. But I trust that Dan Campbell and crew know what they're doing and how to manage their own.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Staff.
248-539-9797. Charles is next on 97.1. Hello, Charles.
How we doing, gentlemen?
We're good, Charles.
Hey, so my champ of the weekend is Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, and the number one seed Detroit Pistons, baby. And yeah. My chump is the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. They looked god-awful last night.
Well, a few things. One is I really wanted to give the Pistons some love with champ and chump, and we'll talk about them today. After that blowout loss, they've won 8 of 9. They're the top spot in the Eastern Conference right now. Cade looks like a superstar. Like the last 6 games, he seems like he goes over 30 every night. He's been elite in the fourth quarter. Jalen Duren was great in the fourth quarter yesterday. They play again tonight. They are really, really fun to watch. And we've got, that's kind of, on this day, it'll probably be on the back burner, but it is significant. It feels significant what's going on down there at LCA with that group.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, after 2 years ago, man, just feeling terrible as a Pistons fan, now to be number one seed. I mean, even though it's early, it feels great, man. So
I mean, the last 5 games, I just took a look at the game logs for Cade Cunningham and for Jalen Duren. Jalen Duren is averaging 24-14 over his last 5 games. 84% shooting free throws, by the way. Cade Cunningham is averaging 29 points and over 11 assists a game over his last 5 games. And just 3.2 turnovers per game during that stretch. That was a big knock on Cade, right? Turned the ball over way too much. I'll take an 11-3 assist-to-turnover ratio any day of the week.
Yeah, I mean, I've just been super impressed with the leap that Duren's seemingly made so far this season. I mean, he's just looking great. So, yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, Steelers, I'll stick by my prediction. They collapse in the second half of the season. Last night, I hope was the beginning. My hope. I don't like Aaron Rodgers, so I guess I admit I hope it. But Rodgers did not play well last night.
Yeah, they may want to rethink that whole let's bring back Aaron Rodgers thing.
The one of those interceptions wasn't his fault. Completely on the receiver. A ball that was delivered on the money tip. But, I wasn't sad to see them lose. 248-539-9797. What are you laughing at?
No,
there?
It just looks like Rodgers. He's 40 years plus old now. He's more irritated than ever. Like, but the old Rodgers would have been upset. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But now you could see visibly him just MFing these guys, going, "How can you drop that? Where are you running?" Like, he is so angry.
Yeah.
And his teammates, they can't win. Like, they're trying everything they can for. I think they really want to please
him. They do.
Tackling him after they have a big winning drive, and Aaron Rodgers gets pissed off about being tackled.
Yeah, he's just an old man not having it anymore.
Yeah. No. He's reached that point,
yes,
hasn't he? Yeah.
Yes. Get off me.
Hold up. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.